Blog Talk Radio.
Neo, strap in and try not to be abducted while listening to tonight's Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by a bunch of space cowboys. Yes, I said it in this voice for some odd reason, and I don't know why.
Cow gal. I'm a cow gal here.
Oh, yeah, in a space cow gal. Yes. I didn't think everything was good.
Yeah.
it was a woke term. Hold on, let me rewind. What's a transgender? What's like a non-binary term?
No, fine. Cow people.
I got it. Rewind. We are a space cow species. Aha.
Gosh. No. Anyway, so we're back and we're talking about alien conspiracies on Too Much Nerd Talk tonight. We're waiting on Ryan. Mm-hmm. Ryan's getting off work now. I can actually see him clocking out. And I think Shane's coming on too, right? So
I shot him a message, but I don't know what's up with him.
While we wait, I actually have the definition of what a conspiracy theory is. The definition of conspiracy theory is the belief that a small group of people are acting secretly and their actions are meant to benefit their exclusive group. So the idea that aliens exist is not a conspiracy theory. It only becomes a conspiracy theory when people believe that a small group, typically the government, are hiding information about aliens from the rest of us. So just a little, a little science lesson.
Well, since you said it, let's talk about it. Didn't the government just come out and say aliens are real?
As I have the information right here. It actually comes all down to this year in 2023. A former Pentagon official, David Grush, became a whistleblower. He claimed the U.S. government have debris from a spacecraft and have known about this for decades. Once he came forward, so did others. And so my question about that really is, why would a successful man who served on what he claims the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenal Task Force that retired from the Pentagon, has all these awards and medals, come forward now, or why would he try to ruin his whole career? And honestly, gosh, Ryan,
I'm here!
Ryan is here now.
I've got the probes!
Hold on.
I do believe!
Oh, here comes the conspiracy
theory. Unhand me!
Okay.
Let me in!
1 second.
He is the...
Oh, God.
He is the leader of the space cowboys on this one.
So, no, I mean, whatever. I really don't know if we can or not.
Hang on.
Ryan is here. I'm going to keep talking while he plays with his technology.
I'm here. Good.
Okay. Anyways, you know, the biggest alien conspiracy is that UFO crash cover-ups are, like, the most common. You know, you hear about those a lot, like Area 51, stuff like that. I don't know. I'm trying to read this off, and you're looking at me funny like a creeper over there. Anyway, in 1947, it's the most common.
That'd be Roswell, right?
Yeah, Roswell, New Mexico, where reports of debris from a flying saucer was discovered near a military base. The military dismissed the debris as a weather balloon and not a flying saucer. This is where the conspiracy theorists believe that the government knew that it was indeed debris from an alien spaceship, but lied and hid it from the public. Then, in 1994, when GAO, which stands for the General Accounting Office of the government, released a report stating that the government were hiding something, but not aliens. They say it was a balloon, but not an ordinary one. Apparently, we were spying on the Russians' nuclear intel, and we were shot down. And the UFO conspiracy was a distraction they used to lay low. However, Mr. David Grush, in 2023, says that that's also not the truth, that we were spying on the Russians, but it wasn't because
using the UFO as debris and all that stuff was a distraction. He says that's actually true, that it was debris from a alien saucer.
That's okay, so let's break this.
What if this takes a crazy plot twist and somebody else comes out and is like, it's a Russian alien?
Yeah, like the whole time it was aliens that were in league with Russia trying to spy on us instead. And we shot them.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another conspiracy theory.
Not really. That's off the top of my head. But
like we just totally made that one up. I like that, though. Let's go with it. Let's run with that one. Let's get in the papers tomorrow.
No, I won't say that, like, because I don't know if we have Russian listeners, but...
We got a bunch of Russian listeners.
You know, in 2021, the Office of Director of National Intelligence did not deny UFOs, but admitted that there were a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah, because that's not like an episode of the X-Files.
Literally, it's like X-Files in real life. So the creepy thing about all this is that our government is not denying that this man that has come forward from the Pentagon saying that there's aliens and aliens that do exist. That's not the weirdest part. The weirdest part is nobody cares about it.
Right, yeah.
Let me put it to you this way. Aliens exist, right?
That's what they say.
Okay. How am I going to pay my mortgage this month? See? Like, yeah, sure, aliens may exist, but, like, especially in the United States.
Yeah.
We're in kind of a rough spot. We're not going to get too political because, you know,
is a lot of conspiracies within our government right now.
The most political I'm going to get is the word beans. I mean, come on.
He lost that train of thought.
Hold it. What was I saying?
A lot of people really do believe that our president, President Biden,
is an alien.
Is not President Elizabeth Biden, Clinton? That it's a clone.
That's a rabbit hole I can't go down.
It is a huge rabbit hole, and a lot of people believe that. Like, they're all looking at his earlobe.
Okay, this might be a weird question. Do you guys remember back in, like, the late 90s when they cloned that sheep? Whatever happened to that sheep?
It's dead now, but...
Yeah.
It was, like, Dolly or Daisy or something?
Dolly or Daisy? I don't know.
All I know is it was weird, and they also snakes. They had snakes with multiple heads.
Yeah. My thing is, I'm not saying that aliens are real, and I'm not saying that they aren't, but we have come up with technology now that we can clone things. Is that not like an unearthly science?
No.
Let me ask you guys this, because this is also a fan question that got wrote in. Aliens are real. Like, what do you think aliens look like? You think it's like at least... What do you think they look like? Is it like the little green man we see on TV? Is it just like some Joe Smo down the street?
Well, let me offer your question answer your question with another question. How many people do you know that walk down the street that look exactly the same? I mean, if we're going to if we're going to suspend belief and go 100% that aliens exist, who's to say that these aliens aren't tall, fat, short, skinny, green, blue, tentacles on their head? Like, why can't it be just a bunch of different types? I think that's another problem with aliens is people, like, they see all these sightings and stuff from, like, the early days, like back in the 60s, 70s, and before, and a lot of the sightings were similar, which is what scared people, you know, because it was, like, all these sightings are, like, the same, so it's, like, it has to be something, like, otherworldly. But it's, like, you can't really expect that if there's life out there that they're all going to be 4 foot tall with big eyeballs, huge fingers, and they want to come to the planet and stick probes up our ass. Like, there's got to be more than that. I mean, honestly. You're not going to tell
me. See, this is the way I see it. If there's life on this planet, there has to be life somewhere else out there.
We don't know all the answers. We could just be a freak coincidence if you don't believe in religious things or stuff like that.
I mean,
but also,
I mean, but like,
what is,
deep down, though, like, there, in my mind, I feel like if we're, can, like, explore space,
oh,
you know, like you've seen the movies and shit, I feel like we're
going to
do something eventually.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir. Like, even as a man who has my own personal beliefs, which I won't get into, I still believe that it's highly likely that there's stuff out there. I mean, whether, you know, are they Sigourney Weaver little guys with stuff in their mouth, aliens? Are they predators hunting down bodybuilders in the jungle? I don't know. You know, all I'm saying is it's probably more likely than not. Especially when, like Lacey was saying with the first story, you've got this man who's, like, incredibly, like, well-known in the military and stuff. Why is he just going to throw away his entire career because he thinks aliens are alive? For attention?
I don't
Please.
Think so. I think it was just that the government waited this long to actually admit something, because now, you know, it doesn't matter as much as it would have back then. It's not as scary as it is back then, because now we're scared of everything right now, like not being starving to death or not being able to pay our mortgage or war or, you know.
Well, the question is it not scary or is it too scary? Is it that we've evolved enough and seen so much stuff that they think that we can handle it? Or is it that something we don't know about has made it to where they don't have the option of concealing it anymore?
I don't know.
Doesn't Ooh. That kind of rustle your jimmies a little?
Well, Ooh. Then also, I mean, you got to also think,
That's
what is
thing.
The definition of alien? Like, we keep thinking, like, alien, extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial.
You know? But the definition alien that we, you know, throw away in layman term all the time means belonging to a foreign country or nation or foreign to where we are.
Less people.
Hold on, a foreigner, especially one who is a naturalized citizen of the country or planet, okay? And,
right.
You know, so it can go both ways. Like, the word alien in itself just means that it's somebody we're not familiar with. So who's to say that aliens aren't just kind of a lot like us and they're just from a different place?
Well, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, in my belief, if aliens were this vindictive, wanting to destroy the planet
We'd
kind
be
of
dead
thing,
by now.
It either would have already happened, or we would have been seen as, like, so much of a nuisance that they just didn't even bother. Because, I mean, come on, something would have happened by now. I think it's more
yeah, exactly.
of the
whole, you
I put my money more into the camp that either they're observing or even a spicier take, they're already here anyway.
I think
that's one of my favorite conspiracy theories now is that aliens are here. They have technology that can make it to where we have no idea and we'll never figure it out. And I mean, if you think about it, our government, even without the extraterrestrial and the unknown, there's things about our own government and other governments that they hide from us that we'll never know. So what's to say that there's not other life here that we'll never find out about? I mean, my God, like how much percent of our ocean is undiscovered?
That is honest, the truth, too.
We know more about the space on the outside of our planet's atmosphere
than we do
the depths of our deepest part of our oceans. And then there's another conspiracy theory. What if aliens aren't from outer space, but from below?
Oh, inner space.
Have you ever seen movies like, back in the 90s, or it might have been earlier, maybe the 80s, there was like this real craze for like underwater monster films that came out. You have like Leviathan with the dude from RoboCop. You had Deep Star 6. There was another one, I can't remember the name. I think it was called The Abyss or something, but I think James Cameron did that one. But you had a bunch of these movies
yeah,
all in one
James
time out where there were aliens underwater instead of in the sky. So, I mean, you know, that's also something to think about, you know. What if they're here this whole time and they're just down there chilling where we can't go, you know?
You know, and honestly, like, we just
right.
had a tragedy not long ago where we really just kind of jumped into something and they try to go down to the deepest part of the ocean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We, you know, the submarine blew up.
Alien in
well,
the crash?
Well, listen, like, it's so far down that nobody alive has ever been down there. You know, there's so many things that we can't answer down there because we're not able to go there. We're not, our bodies aren't made to
Well, I'm pretty sure they were able to figure out how it actually happened, the accident happened.
Oh,
but,
I'm not saying
but you're
that,
right.
But, I mean,
but what you're saying, you're right. It's so dark. It's so down there.
Yeah.
There's a certain point that we can't.
Like, literally, the pressure of the ship.
We can't get machines down there.
Just going down, not even halfway down, disintegrated the ship to particles.
Right.
So there's no way we're not able to say anything because we can't get down there to actually see anything.
Well, I mean, not now, but what about one day when we can? You know.
So here's
my big thing. When you think about aliens, and I'm thinking about, like I said, I'm not talking about like Sigourney Weaver. I'm talking about like crop circles. You're at home in the middle of the night and weird noises on the roof. That kind of aliens. More like Signs.
The Sign.
Kind of alien. Right. Does that scare you more, or does it make you, or are you, like, curious more?
Okay, the Sign aliens I wouldn't really be scared of because they came
well,
to a planet full of their
not
weakness.
Those aliens, like from the film, but I mean the idea
that, there's another...
that they're not coming, like, to kill us and eat us, but, like, that there's aliens out there constantly watching us and they're there. And we can't do anything about it. Does that scare you, or does it make you more curious?
Makes me more curious.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm terrified.
His arm hair is actually standing up right now.
The idea that you're at home, which, I mean, I'm a grown man. There's a lot of things that don't scare me anymore. But the idea just itself that you're at home in the middle of the night and you're getting ready to go to sleep, and it's just anywhere in the dark out there, they could be standing behind a bush or in a cornfield or up in the sky watching, you know. And it doesn't have to necessarily be aliens. Just the fact that anything could be out there scares the hell out of me. And I guess the reason why aliens scare me so much is, like, the fear of, like, being abducted or, like, if you're asleep, like, them touching on you and stuff, that just, like, makes me turn white. They say there's a thing you can do where, like, you can take your socks. Because, okay, a lot of people that claim that they've been abducted by aliens say that it happens more than once. So what they would do to prove would they would turn their socks inside out on their feet when they go to sleep. And when they would wake up in the morning and they thought they would be abducted, their socks would be flipped back over correct the way they're supposed to be.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to tell you, if I wear my socks to bed and I wake up and they're flipped right, I'm probably going to go into a panic attack.
Well, here's another stab at it at a different aspect, okay? So we have all of these missing people that have just fallen off the face of the earth.
You know what
that is. Like, you know, we've talked about there's human trafficking and things like that. There's horrors here for mankind. Okay, I admit that. But there's some that nobody can explain. And, you know, we did a lot of our research because we were going to be doing a show specifically for, like, conspiracy theories that we're going to talk about. And one of them was the Alaskan Triangle, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when we were studying that, I mean, I even had to get up and go across and lock my door studying in on it. And, like, there's people that they were telling us that come up missing, like planes. And there was one story where some of our soldiers went across the border in an aircraft. And the whole aircraft and all of them went missing. They never found the ship. They never found the crew. You know, it's just random things that just, you know, and stories where people just vanish off the face of the earth. Now, we take this conspiracy now that they're saying aliens are actually real. So could they be the people that are, you know, have we, that these people stumbled across
It's a really big.
Yeah, how these people stumbled across the other life that's here, and they've become part of them, or have they took them to study, or have they harmed them, or have they just welcomed them into their own place, and it was better than ours, and they haven't come back. You know, it's just, there's a lot of questions. You know, so, I mean, there's just a lot of questions that lay here now. And so I'm one of those people that now they're saying they're real. I'm like, oh, okay, so how real are they? Like, how intrusive are they on our lives? How?
Oh, there are.
If there's any aliens listening to this show tonight, she wants to know how real you guys are. Please don't induct Dakota. I didn't do nothing. Okay, continue.
Well, you're getting broke hardcore, buddy.
Please don't
probe Dakota. I didn't do anything, you guys.
I'm a very much girl.
She's the one that wants to know.
They're going to be pounding it like no tomorrow.
I'm a very
Lacey's
much girl.
Lacey's the one who wants to know aliens.
No,
hey, I'm
no,
from
no.
Arizona, bro. I'm used to, like, aliens that speak Spanish.
Stop it.
I mean, I'm going to need, if they're going to probe me, they're at least going to take me out to eat. They're gonna rate my body and my, you know, like dick rate me and stuff, and then they're gonna show me a damn good time if they're getting ass. I'm just saying.
I mean,
wonder where, like, does anybody know where, like, I'm guessing it was from, like, eyewitness accounts or whatever, but, like, when was, like, the first, like, actual account of, like, an alien shoving something up somebody's ass?
I don't know.
Because that's very common
nowadays. Who has to be the first person to be like, yes, I'm going to admit to having an alien shove something up my ass?
So you hear the old accounts of, like,
kind of look that up real quick.
You hear the old accounts of, like, them operating on people and putting stuff in them that's not supposed to be there and whatever. You hear that all the time. But, like, who had to be that poor first bastard that was like, they put it in my ass? Like, you know, are you really looking up anal probe? Your FBI agent is going to love this.
Yeah. No, they're not, you know.
But, you know, then while she's looking that up, another popular alien conspiracy theory is that all these creatures and stuff that people think exist, like werewolves, dragons,
okay,
stuff like
so,
that. Hang on. What if that is aliens,
mm-hmm.
like, disguising? Because there's a popular theory now that the reason we don't know aliens exist is because they can change their image into whatever they want to. So what if, like, all throughout history, all these sightings of weird creatures and stuff was just either, A, aliens fucking with us, or, two, like, a defense mechanism so that they didn't know that we were looking at them. What if, like, centaurs and all that crap was just aliens?
Mermaids.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, what about the anal?
Okay, so I looked up, like, what the earliest report of, like, alien probing was, and multiple accounts come up from the multiple of this case 60 years ago. The alien abduction of Betty and Barney Hill.
Oh, that's the most famous alien abduction.
Yes. It popped up the most. And it says, Betty and Barney Hill of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, they were a couple, and they were abducted, they said, together by aliens. And it was the first widely publicized alien abduction case. And on here it also says that there was a bunch of people that had come forward saying that there was alien abductions, but they were never publicized. They usually were.
Well, would you tell?
They were usually sent off for, like, psych evaluations and things like that, or put away during that time. Benny and Barney Hill of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, are the center of the county's first widely publicized alien abduction account. They allege that the abduction took place on September the 19th, oh my gosh, we're coming up on its anniversary,
ooh,
in 1961, their story, whether you believe it or not, went on to shape the perception of aliens in that popular culture. I'm getting this information from multiple accounts, but the main one I'm reading from is the News Center Maine report.
Well, I mean, Betty and Barney Hill are really popular.
Yeah, it says not to carry it over too far, but they were kind of like the Adam and Eve of alien abduction, said Bill Ross.
Mm-hmm.
He is responsible for curating the school's extensive collection of Betty and Barney Hill's abduction stories. The collection is quite popular, so I was hoping it would tell the story, but it hasn't got to.
Well, if I remember correctly, they were like the first ones that...
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
They were driving home from their honeymoon in Montreal. As they drove through New Hampshire's White Mountains, they said they were followed by what felt like a spotlight. Eventually, they pulled over and said they spotted a ship floating above their car. They were kind of enveloped by this light from the ship that they had seen, and they kind of blacked out, said Ross.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they came to, they said they were in their car miles down the road and couldn't remember the last 2 hours.
Missing time.
Missing time. They got home, and there were mysterious marks on their car. The zipper of Betty's dress was torn and stained. The strap of Barney's binoculars was broken. From the most part, the couple kept their story quiet, but after experiencing nightmares and anxiety, they turned to a hypnosis to see whether there were suppressed memories of the event. It appears there were. The hypnotist recorded the session, in which Betty and Barney recall boarding a saucer-like aircraft and were taken into separate rooms to be physically evaluated. The recordings were eerie, as Betty was terrified by the creatures and experience. Eventually, a Boston reporter picked up the couple's story, and the readers went crazy to learn more. They went public basically to try to own their story because they were thrust into the limelight without their permission. Well, you know, that's kind of our media today. That's exactly, a lot of people's life is out there without people's permission. But anyways, the fascination remains, and the impact of their story really remains. All they would talk about mostly would be like they were evaluated like a physical exam. So one of those, I guess, were probing.
Well, if you ever, like, actually watch, because there's documentaries and stuff, because, you know, they were, you know,
they're very famous.
You know, 70 years ago is not that far back.
Mm-hmm.
So I even remember, like, episodes of, like, Unsolved Mysteries and stuff that had Betty and Barney Hill.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where they would, like, go into detail, like, the scaffolds, like, being on a white table naked with a sheet, aliens.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing the anal probing and stuff was just part of that examination.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuck with it. Probably one of the more terrifying parts, because that seems to be what a lot of people run with aliens, is probing. So, I mean, it had to be something they brought up. So,
yeah.
But just imagine, like...
Yeah, do you guys think that when we capture aliens, you think we probe them?
I'm gonna.
I'm sure we do. I mean,
I'm gonna strap one down, and I'm gonna be like, "No offense, buddy, but you know, here we go." And you know, I hope that the aliens that are above us right now aren't like, "Is that a threat?"
Please don't.
I know, right? Like they're all listening. They're like,
"So Ron is volunteering to be the probe one."
They buy me dinner. That's all.
They also said, it goes on to, after 16 months of marriage, Betty and Barney saw this trip through Montreal and Niagara Falls as their delayed honeymoon. They were so, hold on. They got in their car with less than $70 in their pocket. So all this happened with less than $70 in their pocket. And people were very, this is the History Channel, reports, and people were very critical, and they went all this way with all this. They're just kind of depicting their whole story, so taking it apart.
Well, wouldn't you, though, honestly? To have such a claim is kind of, you know, outrageous.
Betty says that at first it looked like the bright light looked like a falling star, but grew larger and brighter with each mile. Barney was an avid plane watcher and World War II vet.
See, another soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Highly respectable people, you know.
He assured Betty when they were first talking about it that it was probably a satellite that had went off course and it was coming down.
Yeah, because that happened well.
But after they got home and had a lot of nightmares, he too was more concerned that this was actually real.
Yeah, can you imagine them both having the same nightmare? How does that happen? Talk about
right.
nightmares, Phil.
It says here that Betty says over and over again, Barney, if you think that's a satellite or a star, you're being completely ridiculous.
It's probably just a... Yeah, and then immediately...
It also puts on here that Barney had an IQ of 140, noted in the Fuller book.
So he wasn't a dumb man.
But he was not an unintelligent man, no.
Oh, wow.
That's,
so I wonder if that's why the aliens chose him then.
Maybe.
I don't know. Well... Now that I'm, I guess we'll start with Dakota because he's a bean. have you had ever any in your life had any kind of strange thing that you may have thought extraterrestrial?
Something you couldn't explain.
Something you couldn't explain.
I mean, I saw some, like, lights before, but then, like, it got explained as flares, which I know it's flares now, but when I was a little kid, I didn't. But, no, nothing, I want to say, honestly, nothing I would say UFO-ish. Now I got some, like, ghost shit I can't explain, but that's a whole other episode.
Don't worry, we'll get there. Mike,
you got anything? Okay, so as a woman of very strong faith, okay, you know, I've seen things that I've talked up to being God. You know, I really do, like miracles that have happened and things like that. But there's also been things like the fear of not knowing and knowing that it wasn't godly, like wrong. I don't know if that's just me or not, but like you feel like someone's watching you or...
It doesn't always have to be wrong. It's
no,
just a fear
it's
that you
it's a
don't
fear.
Know.
You know, it's a fear of something. I don't mean it's like it's not wrong. I guess
right.
The best terminology would be that it wasn't from a place of miracles or light or faith. You know, it wasn't something, you know, like that. It was
right.
Something more unknown, right?
Right.
Did I fear it? I don't fear it. Ryan's more fearful of it as me, but I guess that's where my faith comes in, that I believe that if it happens, it happens. But at the same time, I also believe in equality. I believe God made them. So if they are real, you know, I believe that they are also made by God and that they deserve to be treated kindly. I guess that's the best way I can say it. I don't know. I don't fear them, you know. It's just like an animal, like, you know, that you've never seen before. For example, I'm not saying that aliens are animals. But, you know, you don't fear that animal because that animal fears or senses fear. And in return, a lot of times you get negative behavior or defensive behavior, you know. I don't want that. I wouldn't want them because to me, those aliens
right.
are looking at us. They're aliens, you know. So, does that make sense? I mean,
right.
So before I give mine,
let me ask you guys this.
I'm not saying that I didn't have encounters or anything. I don't think I have, anyways. I mean,
you would know if you probably did.
I don't.
Which movie aliens do you guys think is the best representation of what you guys think aliens would be then? Like, you guys, E.T.,
Close
or like you're saying, aliens, or, you know, Predator?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind by Steven Spielberg.
He's very specific.
Right.
Well, have you ever seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Dakota?
Years ago, bro. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, basically, they weren't, like, vindictive, evil creatures. They were just... They were in the sky. They wanted to know. They would take people, but at the end they would swap and take them back and take others. It was still spooky and suspense, but it wasn't an evil type. That's basically
that
what I've
movie?
Come to think. Accurate.
Is that
more
the movie with Michael J. Fox in it?
No.
I'm not thinking
Richard
a different
Dreyfuss
one.
From Jaws.
Okay.
Version of that was the TV show Roswell. Like, did you watch that?
Well, also, Roswell was very fictional.
I know it was very fictional, but I mean, like, they took a lot of some of the aspects from that. And that was fascinating.
Ooh, what about Alex?
So,
wasn't he an alien?
What about what?
Alf? Wasn't he an alien?
Alf?
Yeah, Alf was an alien. Look, before I get into my encounters real quick, and then I'll jump back and... Before I lose this train of thought, I'll jump back to other aliens like we were just talking
Gonzo.
About. Yes, Gonzo's an alien. Mm-hmm. I think mostly my fear of aliens comes, it's 100% blamed on media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're children,
yeah, for sure.
And things, and it's unknown, it scares you. And the worst thing about aliens is the or what scares me, is they're never really depicted as benevolent, which, and when I say that, I mean, I'm not saying that they're never depicted as not being evil, but there's always something shady.
Maybe I want you to believe that they are, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is like all these people that come forward, everyone that has a...
I actually know one movie that there's good aliens in it, and it's Toy Story, and those aliens are really good aliens in it. They always save the day.
Well, I mean, there are stories of people that weren't hurt or anything by aliens, but what the point I'm trying to get is media, people that come and tell their stories, everything, it's not that they're evil or monsters, but it's always
right.
That they're...
You never hear one where it's like, hey, man, they abducted me, gave me a couple beers, we smoked some pot, watched some porn, and kicked it for a while. You never hear that one. You always hear, like, you're saying,
well,
like,
it's not even
anal
that.
Privilege
it's
and shit
like
that.
It's not even that. It's why are they abducting in the first place? If
right,
there are other
yeah.
people, like, for example, Lacey said, what, you know, if God made them and there are other people, that's good. Why can't they just come down here and talk to us?
Right.
Why does there have to be the shade? Why do they have to come at night? Why do they have to take us while we're asleep? Why can't we see their ship? Why is it always like you're unknown?
Well, you know, have you all ever, and this is totally funny, but it's just the idea of it that goes with it, so bear with me. Have you all ever watched Chicken Little?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
You know when their aliens come or whatever, and like they're actually part of the sky, but it's their ship is disguised, like you can't see them there, right? So,
that happens
right.
in science.
Yeah, it happens in science as well. But it makes you wonder kind of maybe they're afraid of us as much as we are of them. So I'm not, you know, we don't know what our government does. You know, if it is true, all these things with our conspiracy theories are true, say that they are, you have to know that means that our government has abducted some of them to study.
Well, I mean, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
The whole Roswell.
So,
like they're saying they have their bodies and stuff.
They're doing the same thing we are, and it just makes us wonder who did it first.
But what I'm saying is I can't 100% lose that fear because...
Right,
because
media makes you think.
What I'm saying is, like, everything that they do, every time that there's a story or anything about it,
mm-hmm.
there's always that... Like
they were abducted.
Like they're doing it, like sticking their hand in the cookie jar, trying not to get caught.
Right.
Like, at some point, you have to think, why are they doing it this way? If they want to learn more about us eventually, why does it have to still be this creepy darkness that we don't
right.
know about? It's just terrifying to me. It's like, why? After all this time,
I can see it. Like, they can be more open about if it is, right? Like, they can come down and be like, yo, we exist. Can we study some of you guys? Maybe we just want to shove it up in your asses.
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
I hate that because of that, I can't let go of that fear.
Right.
Because if there was, like, a showing of peace or something that could, like, erase that nastiness, but it's just like there's always in the back of my mind they could want to harm or do something that we don't know about. And I guess it's like that with people, too.
For all we know, we've all been abducted and don't
terrifying.
Even know it.
It's just more terrifying about aliens because they're, you know, we don't know if they're actually real or not, even though they say they're real now. Even though the government's saying, oh, we're not saying alien is real. We're just saying that there are spacecrafts that are not from this Earth. Well, who's driving them, bruh? That's like the stupidest explanation I've ever heard for UFOs in my life.
But aliens aren't real, but the spacecraft aren't.
Which movie alien scares y'all the most?
Either aliens or predators, because they're up to no good.
No, I'm talking fear. I'm not talking
like,
just because they can kill you really
easy. You're not talking
easier.
Like lip-wise or whatever?
The fear-wise?
I'm talking about like if you see this thing at night in a cornfield coming at you, you would just shit your heart out of your chest.
He was too nice. I don't know what
who
was up with that little shit. E.T. The one from it, I don't know the little alien name in the movie, but he had big fingers, dude. Think about it.
You're
just talking about being probed. You just talk about being probed. This motherfucker had big ass fingers. I ain't getting probed. But yeah, I'm scared of that alien, no.
Wow.
At
that's
least if
really
the predator's gonna throw me, he's gonna do it with a knife and get it with it with.
ET's just like a little ball of jello walking around. I can't think of him as scary at all.
Probably the ones that scare me the most would be, let's see. Oh, you ever seen the movie, what is it called? It's like where they have, like, aliens have been on Earth for a while, but they're in, like, concentration camp sort of, like, things.
Oh, Area 9 or?
No. Something like District 9.
District 9, that's it, yeah.
Those ones, because, like, they can make you transform into, like, them and shit. Yeah, I'm not. I think those would be the ones that would trip me.
I'm good, bro.
What about you, Ron?
I don't know. As far as scary, let's see. Well, on film, the ones that scare me the most are the ones from Signs. And it's not just because that movie frightened me as a child really bad. Like, the way they're depicted in the movie, like, they can make themselves invisible and they have gas that they can, like, make you breed to where you'll get poisoned. But, like, basically the ones that scare me the most aren't the ones, like, in like Predator, Alien, and stuff like that. It's the ones that almost look like us, like the grays
and
the big eyeballs, and they almost have a nose, and they almost have, but, like, there's those parts of them that are, like, obviously not human. Like, you'll look, and their hands will be twice the size and really long, but they're vaguely almost human shaped. Like, the scariest part of that movie to me is, I think, what's his name, the actor, Mel Gibson?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to his daughter, and she gets up at night, and she comes, and she's like, there's a monster up on my room. So he's like, okay, and he goes in there, and he's sitting there. And they're like, you only see it for, like, maybe, that's another thing about that movie that scares me, is they never let you really get a good look at it. But, like,
there's my take on it.
He looks out, like, at the roof of the house just for like a fraction of a second, and you can literally see like the shadow of just a man. It looks just like a man, but you can tell that it's not a man, and it's standing there, and it's like,
what
shit
they,
like
in
that.
The, in the movie, didn't they go like, it's Olympic gymnast or something they were trying to say in the movie?
Joaquin Phoenix was like, well, unless an Olympic athlete jumped off the top of my house.
Yeah, I guess that's the take that scares me the most. I guess, like, being fearful, if I thought about being fearful of them.
I'll never live next to a cornfield. I'm just going to tell you.
No, fuck no. I couldn't do that either, bro.
It's
Children of the Corn
ruined
me with that shit. Like, fuck cornfield. That's a whole nother episode, too.
Yeah. I guess it's like the quick images of them, not getting a full view of them.
that, I guess that's the scary part to me, because you never know what they really are, what really it is. And so it could be many things. It could be, they could take shape or form of anything that you're truly terrified of,
and
see, in that aspect.
What's so comforting about most monsters and stuff is that when you're a child, like when you see the glimpses of them in movies and stuff, aliens and monsters, it scares you. But when you actually see, like, the man in the suit, it's like, oh, that's obviously a man.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, again, Signs. Such a good scary movie. When there's like this scene where they're showing where they caught one on camera at a party, and like Joaquin Phoenix is like in the closet watching it on the TV, and like just like maybe 5 seconds, it walks in front of the lady's camera and you can see the whole body, but you don't get that man in a suit, oh thank God it's real. It's still fucking terrifying.
Right.
So it's like,
you
oh
get that,
God,
like, grudgy.
Oh.
You get like that grudgy, like somebody's
also
reporting out for the window.
Oh, yeah.
Like
okay,
somebody
so
walking
like,
in. Yeah.
So for me,
the soundtrack,
like the sound effects and stuff from how they depict how you alien sightings and things like that, that's creepy to me.
I mean, even.
And usually it's because, you know, mentally, we are trained from an early age, like certain sounds mean danger, you know?
Well, I mean, like,
and
the show X-Files.
X-Files, yeah.
I'm more scared of the intro to X-Files than I am the show. Because when you're a kid, no, really, like, when you're a kid, like, think back, like, when mom and them would watch X-Files, and it's nighttime and you're trying to sleep, and you hear that, doo-doo-doo-doo, it's fucking creepy. And then you get to the show,
true.
It's like, oh, you know, it's not that bad. But, like, music is always, or, like, sound has always been a way to scare people.
So, this is my aspect on it, too. And Ron can tell you, because he can protest, because he's my brother. And, well, he can just tell you all about it. I can watch a movie any day of something that I know is fake. But if I watch a real-life horror story...
Oh, like a serial killer? Or
serial killer, or an unsolved, especially like unsolved mystery or whatever. And I'm like in it, and I want to know what as much information I can. But at the end of it, I'm terrified. Like, he has to walk me to my car. Sometimes he's even had to drive behind me to my house to make sure I get to my house, you know. It's just randomly like that. And that's kind of how
the
alien
aspect. Are you the type of person that's like, are you the type that's like, you watch a scary movie, and then like, say you're going home? Like, you run to your door, like, you're trying to get your key in real quick. You're, like, looking both ways.
No, like, the scary movie aspect, because in my mind, I'm like, it's not real. Now, if it's a scary movie that's based off a true story, you best believe my ass is running to the door. Yeah, like, if it's based on something that's real and I know that it's real, then I have a problem with it. Like, I'm terrified because it can happen again. And it's always the woman by herself walking to her vehicle, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, it's that's the part that scares me. A scary movie's when I watch it or whatever, and being able to go to sleep or go home or by myself, in the back of my mind, I'm like, it's fake, it's not real, and I'm cool. But the real stuff is what gets
me. It's knowing what's fake and what's not. Like,
like
for example, when I first heard about Slender Man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hear me out.
I'm the same way.
Hear me out. If we didn't know that Slender Man was made as a creepypasta on an online website, if there were actual, like, accounts of people losing their children to a tall man with no face and a suit, that shit is terrifying.
Yeah.
Especially as a father that has children. To think that your kid could just be outside and this tall, doe-faced man with tentacles just comes up and takes your child and never comes back. That shit is mortifying to me.
Mortifying.
But then when you find out it's fake, it's like, oh, fuck, you asshole. Serial killers and stuff, you can't do that because that actually happens.
And just a conspiracy theory, you know, they ask why. How humans can you be so detached from other humans that they can kill people, like, and do it for pleasure and things like that? What's to say that those people don't have alien aspects and they aren't an alien?
Oh, God, there we go.
I mean, you have all that conspiracies, too, and there's a lot of people that believe that.
I mean, I believe there could be aliens pretending to be us right now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Give me a second.
Well, I am the real Dakota right now. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's what every alien would say.
There's no way Nancy Pelosi is not an alien. I'm just going to
guys, we all know if I got abducted by aliens years ago in Arizona.
There is no way she is an alien. Let's see who else. Got to be an alien.
Love you, Lizzo.
Eminem, alien. He's the rap
dude,
guy. Nobody can rap him.
Hear me out.
Hulk Hogan
is an alien, too.
Hulk Hogan's an alien.
Yeah.
He calls everybody brother
because
he doesn't know people. He's an alien.
Yeah. Alien for sure, yeah.
For sure.
Whoopi Goldberg. Look at those fucking tentacles
alien.
From out of her head. Alien, yeah, see?
All these Scientology people.
Oh, Tom Cruise is definitely an alien.
Tom Cruise hasn't been human since he was born.
I mean, Rob Schneider, probably an alien. I mean,
I wouldn't doubt it. Let's see who else probably would be an alien.
Alien, you know, how does he get all that money to give away on YouTube?
Do we have any other fan questions, Dakota?
I think we kind of answered them. Hold on, let's see. Do you believe in aliens? Yes, we answered that one. And have you ever seen an alien? We kind of went over that.
Oh, I never did my encounter. Wow, I was scared.
Yeah, you never told us your encounter. We got about 6 minutes left to the show.
Okay, I have two. One, I was younger. Me and my dad were sitting outside our house, which my dad also believed in aliens. And we were sitting there, and we were watching the sky, and there was this orange dot that we thought was a star.
It
started to move, and Dad's like, he said, I can't tell if it's like a commercial airliner or something like that. And we're just looking, and we're just sitting outside cutting the shit. Well, we kind of both look up at the same time because we noticed how fast it changed. But the ball, like, kind of shot down. When I say ball, I mean kind of like a little miniature sun. We thought it was a star because it wasn't very big. But it started to come down. I'm like, oh, is that a shooting star? You know, because it was moving quick. And Dad's like, it could be. And then all of a sudden, as it's shooting, it, like, does a 90-degree angle and shoots up in the opposite direction. And we were like, nah, we're going inside. Like, stars don't do that.
Yeah.
Planes can't do that. They can't maneuver like that. Like, I don't know what it was, but I'm sorry. That was not man-made or anything like that.
Shit.
As far as, like, physically seeing an actual creature or alien, no, I've never seen anything like that. When we do our episode on, like, ghosts and stuff like that, I have a few creatures.
Ghosts to me are different than aliens. I believe
right.
In ghosts and spirits. Yeah.
I have a really good story when we do the ghost episode about I helped my friend clean out a 3-story house in downtown Jackson. And it was, like, back from the Columbus period. And there was some cult shit going on in that house. And I got at least, like, a dozen things. Yeah, so.
Remind me, when we do that episode, we have to have Logan come on. Because he
freaks the heck out when it comes to spirits and things like that. He'd be like, no, but then he tells you all about.
Who's your favorite funny alien or, like, in comedy, cartoon, something like that?
Oh, damn,
you
there's
know,
so many of them.
What's that one movie where
the same people that did Shaun of the Dead. I can't think of their names, but they're in that movie with
the
alien. Like where they're traveling.
Oh, are you thinking the one where they go to Mars?
No, it's like they find a little alien and they're traveling like an RV and shit.
Oh, it's Paul?
Paul, yeah,
like,
Paul.
Like the alien or whatever? Of course.
Yeah.
Perfect.
My favorite one is I've got a couple. I like the aliens from South Park that just always pop up and never do anything.
Okay, yeah. Simpsons.
Marvin Martian's pretty cool.
Yeah, Marvin Martian.
Oh, I forgot about Marvin. Yo, yeah, Marvin. I changed mine to Marvin.
And then, I mean, come on, we grew up with Men in Black, okay?
Oh,
so,
yeah, those little guys.
The little guys.
How did we not talk Men in Black on this? How is Men in Black
now
being
mentioned? That was Men in Black. Anyways, that's because I'm awesome and I brought it up.
Well, do you guys believe in the real life Men in Black? Because there's always, every time there's an alien sighting, there's always the Men in Black.
Men in Black, little red light to take away your memory of it.
Men in Black.
I just want you to know,
why don't you remember? you forgot about that banger, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
That's back when Will Smith actually was trying to sing songs.
Stop it!
Straight to the wild
anyway,
can we do
a lot of
Will Smith theme songs for his movies? That would be awesome.
We can do it.
That's another thing. Will Smith's an alien. He does all of the theme songs for his movies in the old days. Like, even Wild Wild West had a theme song by Will Smith.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, is this necessary?
Independence Day.
Oh, my God. That's the king of aliens. We'll have to talk about that like on a whole separate episode. Release me. Those aliens were fucking terrifying too. I forgot all about them.
Sure. All right, guys, we got about 2 minutes left. This has been another great episode.
Yeah,
got indents on some aliens. See, this is the part where I guess what we pimp the other shows real quick.
The part, you know,
yeah, pimp them out.
Depending on. Hold on,
I got this. Everybody, tune in Monday for Ask Me Levi's, hosted by me and Lacey, because we're cool with that.
Yep.
I don't know what's the episode about.
Jeez. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
We were going to have one this last week, but we put it off until next week, and it's about the grief process and advice on things like that. Support groups, things
awesome.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. And then tune in Wednesday for an episode of The Stash hosted by me and Logan. Yeah, we're going by our real names now. We dropped the monocles last minute.
Oh,
Danny Tokes and Tommy Bong is now dead.
Oh, damn.
But,
anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be oh, dude, you guys had to listen to last night's episode. Like, Logan came out with, like, this heart-to-heart speech. Like, a woke heart-to-heart speech. Like, it was awesome. And the little British lady just yelled at me, 90 seconds.
Oh, next week we're having another Too Much in Our Talk.
For sure. Episode, we don't know what it's about yet because we never know until we figure
it out.
We'll
post it on our
page. Yeah, we'll have
there
to
you
shake
go.
It up.
What she said. Yeah, what's something we haven't did yet? We've done shows. We've done
aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
remember.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, guys. But anyways,
yep.
Most important thing to remember is always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Roasting.
So proud of you.
Yeah, we're basically.
We are the Men in Black.
Sing us out, guys. Sing us out.
We are the Men in Black.